This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. If you haven't been to the website in a while, that's 92.9thegame.com. Lots of great stuff on there. All the events of this past week, the shows, anything you want. It's one-stop shopping there on the website. But Sam and I are with you this morning. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all on the south side in Griffin.
All right.
In Griffin.
Hope everything's okay down there, boys. A lot of rain going on the south side. Well, all around the area.
I was just going to say, man, there's not much area that avoided it.
Had a little flash flooding around the area. Hope everybody's dried out okay.
There are some people making calls to their insurance company. Mm-hmm. Either yesterday, obviously weekend is closed. They'll be doing it on Monday because hail came down bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, when that happens, it's little divots. So there's nothing more annoying. And mad doesn't even do it. It's just it's if you came outside, man, and saw all these little pelts on your car,
right.
And you can't get mad at nobody, right? Because that's Mother Nature.
Yeah, you got no problem. You got no control
and
over that.
And you just
right?
gonna sit there and spit and cuss and turn around and I don't know if regular insurance covers that.
No, but then that's certain parts of your house, mm-hmm. like your roof and whatnot.
That too.
You know, so I mean, the things like that.
God bless y'all out there. I hope you got through the rains and the events of past week.
Well, you know it's still going to have a lingering impact because
we got to talk about that. Right off the top. We'll get to sports in a little bit, but we're going to let you know about a situation going on out at Hartsfield-Jackson.
Yeah, if you're headed to the airport, you might want to go and check, make sure your flight is on schedule because of the rough weather that came through the area. They had to evacuate the control tower.
Lightning, man, control, yeah.
They had
I would have left.
Air traffic control tower had to be evacuated, so there's significant flight delays. There were flights that were delayed taking off. There were flights that were delayed landing. There was one flight we saw somebody had to sit on the tarmac for 4 hours. I don't know how long you sat on the ground in an airplane not going anywhere. I've sat in one for about an hour and a half to mm-hmm. 2 hours, but 4 hours on a plane going nowhere. I mean, that's what some people have had to deal with, and obviously.
What's the first thing you think about when you think about being on that plane for? Now, forget about the fact that if you got sit next to a baby or just anything, but. The lavatory situation has got to be a concern.
Is a concern. And if they got anything to snack on.
That's the other thing, too,
yeah. Because most of these planes, most they only got for you something, a soft drink and some pretzels or something. They don't have any real food on them. You're on there for 4 hours, man. Hope you pack something in your bag or something.
But you're not planning on being there for 4 hours.
Right. That's the thing.
And you know there's some, you know.
Yeah, but.
Would you like to say pack your patience? That ended at hour one and a half, maybe two.
So if you're headed out to Hartsfield-Jackson this morning for a flight, make sure your flight is on time and
absolutely.
That type of thing be going out there. And like once again, pack your patience because they have over 300 flights that have been delayed today. And this is a weekend when people are starting to travel with the holiday next week. There's some people who are moving. Look at that. Somebody, look at that. That's
Yeah, sleeping on it. You and I, Sam's looking up at the airport. They're rerunning the story, and they're showing people.
No, this is not rerun. That is live.
Well, okay, live. They've been showing it all morning long. But there are people who are finding I won't even say a comfortable spot. They're just finding a spot. And that's the problem in 2025. You might find a comfortable spot, but because you got to charge up things, you might not be able, you know, there's no plugs around there.
Yeah.
So that's the valuable real estate in Hartsfield.
Wow, man.
Finding a place where you can plug in something.
These people look like they've been there a minute.
Yeah, they've been there a minute. Yes, they have.
All right. Hope everybody gets where they're trying to go, but you do have some delays at our airport. Be ready for that.
Anyway, Sam and Greg, man. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. I said I was going to give a couple shout-outs here right off the top of the show.
So
people that you know who I saw this past week.
Uh-oh.
And he used to run things. If you watch sports at 11 Alive back in the day.
Back in the day.
With you and others. The guy behind the wall, pushing the buttons, controlling things. Two of the guys. And one was Steve Graham.
Okay.
And one was Jimmy Geislinger.
Yeah, now.
And I saw them both yesterday.
You see those
guys?
And
characters? They told me to tell you hello.
Yeah, those guys are awesome, man.
They used awesome to be behind folks. The scenes and running things over at 11 Alive.
Yep,
so I saw them. Also want to give a shout out to them folks going in. Well, they're not going in. They've been there for a minute. Over at Curry Honda.
Okay.
The service departments.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give a shout out to Junior and Sarah. Tell VP he don't know nothing about basketball. I always go and fuss with him. It's like going into the barbershop when I get my oil changed.
Yeah.
VP thinks he knows everything about basketball. And he's in that LeBron camp.
Okay.
He don't want to hear about Jordan.
Okay.
Well, so it's always fun talking to him.
Oh, gosh.
But anyway, they are big listeners, and they're heading into work on Saturday.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Barbershop, everybody who is out there. I have a message, too, which I will get to later on in the show. From our folks up at Paulding County Fire.
Okay.
There was an event this past week, and, mm-hmm. and they did their job in a way that I want to acknowledge them. But how was your week overall, man?
Okay. All right. Just busy. And at the top of the hour, when we get to local, I'll share some comments from someone that we saw at an event that Shaquille O'Neal had. Along with Sheriff Scandrett out in Henry County. Went out there sweating. Oh, my goodness.
But you like to say, what you call it?
It was sweating fish grease. It was fish grease hot out there, man. It's sweat, you know. And so, but they're out there playing in girls' flag football tournament. And we'll get into that and with some people that some former Falcons greats were out there lending their support to it. So, that was fun being out there. It was hot.
Yeah, but listen, nice you check the calendar. It is June.
It is.
It's the end of June, so we're nine iron away from July.
We finally hit that weather we've been talking about. You know, we've been avoiding it for quite some time, and it finally caught up with us.
Well,
heat index over 100. I mean, yeah.
And we'll take the heat this weekend, but leave the water out. And because, by the way, can you smell it?
Yeah.
There's something in the air every time there's a race weekend here in town. It's just a little sweeter smell. And we know we're going to have some good weather.
Yeah.
And
I think they got all the rain out last night.
Yeah.
They had the rain down there last night. I don't think they're going to have rain back tonight.
So it is a race weekend out at Echo Park Speedway at Quaker State 400.
You got the name right. Look at you.
Man, I know what I'm talking about.
Look at you.
Listen, this is what I do. You know why I have a great relationship with people? Because, like I said, the casting directors and all, I do that follow-up.
Yeah.
So I sent Brandon Hutchinson a little follow-up from you and I. About, you know, this weekend and looking forward to another spectacular weekend out there because he was with us last week, a week before, actually.
Yep.
And,
I'm planning on heading down there this evening. I plan on being down there.
They're going to put on a first-class event this weekend, with him and his staff,
but there's
as always.
A lot that's happening. There's a lot of happening. There's a network change. There's a tournament that's starting
with playoffs.
A big old cash check, big old check. And we're going to get into that in just a few minutes. With Adam Alexander's going to join us.
Yeah, Adam's going to join us coming up at
8:20. He was up late last night, too.
Well, everybody had to deal with Mother Nature a little bit there. We're going to talk some Phillies, just Philadelphia stuff. We talk about the basketball. We're going to talk about football even. But obviously, Braves taking on the Phillies. And I would like to see them score a run since, like, Wednesday. Man. It'd be nice.
They waited, and people who waited for a two-hour rain delay, and then that happened.
Yeah, and they got smacked around.
Yikes.
So Gil will be joining us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Caleb Johnson will be joining us in the 10 o'clock hour, talking about the draft, which is now behind us, and his thoughts on what the Hawks did or didn't do. So he'll be coming up. And Wimbledon starts on Monday.
Yes.
And that means a visit from our cousin, Karen Pestana.
Yes.
And by the way, I'm supposed to tell you, Noel, because things don't start until Monday. We got to call her house number, and so just be careful how you know, depending on who picks up the phone.
It's 8 o'clock. Everybody up? By
no, that's not when we call her. It's going to be 11 o'clock.
Well, 11.
She's going to be 11 o'clock.
Problem,
so he might be out there. You know.
Yeah, he's probably doing some yard work or something. We'd be good.
Oh, we're going to bring that up in New York doing yard work.
Okay.
It is Sam and Greg here. Again, we hope that you had a wonderful week, and I'm going to have some fun with some of these things that happened on this day, and I'm going to just get this out of the way. That dude that was hanging out, we'll just say his name, 54 years old today, Elon Musk.
Okay.
It's his birthday today.
Okay.
Let's move on. Right. Noel, if you please.
It's time for Sam and Greg's Story of the Week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's Story of the Week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
you said that move on. That sounded like Brian Gumble. But go ahead. It did sound very much like Brian Gumble.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I was just moving on.
You sounded like
okay. Said that before, too.
They bad to sound like Brian Gumble.
Okay, I wasn't trying to, but I guess that's what happens. And, I embrace everything now. I don't get mad at nothing. I am. What's that Popeye says? I am who I am. All right? Y'all don't like it?
Hey.
To you. Go first, man. I went first, last couple weeks.
Okay, I'll go first. Matter of fact, there's an event going on right now as we speak. The HBCU Alumni Alliance is having a big week. They're having a 5K race that's going on right now, and they're going to finish it, culminate at Piedmont Park. They're going to give out scholarships. They're going to do a lot of different things like that. It's the HBCU Alliance. But I went to an event this week on Thursday night. They had a screening of Dr. Edwin Moses' 13 Steps documentary. That was great. That was great to see it, to actually witness it and see it in person. It's been out for a while. And just a screening for it. And I certainly enjoyed that. They gave him a proclamation, great recognition. They did some interviews with him. But that's not the other thing I found out that at night was something that is happening today at 3:30.
And 3:30 that is, today, okay.
I was approached by a relative of Falcons quarterback Michael Penix Jr.
Okay.
Who reminded me that today in his hometown of Dade City, he will get his own street. Michael Penix Jr.
Really?
Will get his own street today at 3:30 in Dade City, Florida.
How it's you get a street named after you?
His
insurance ain't even gone down yet. How old is he? It don't go down to 27.
Michael Penix Jr. will get a street named after him today at 3:30 at the intersection of 5th Street and MLK Boulevard in Dade City, Florida. So if you got time to get there, you probably can't get a flight because the flight's all jammed up at the airport.
Yeah, and check your airport there, too.
but that has happened. I thought that's pretty cool he's getting that.
All right. Yeah, no, that's good. By the way, you should tell the people in our audience, I could do it, but you were telling the story, of why 13 steps, for those who don't know the significance of that.
The significance of that for the 400-meter hurdles traditionally had been done with 15 to 14 steps in between each hurdle. Edwin Moses, being the mathematician that he was, let's see what happens if I subtract states. And then we're going to take an angle, because he gets in this whole thing, he explains it. An angle when you go in the curb, which leg do you lead with? Do you lead with your right leg or your left leg when you're going to? And then you don't go up with a hurdle. You elongate. It's elongated stride with it, which he can do because he got extra long legs. And so 13 steps. And for 9 years, 9 months, and 9 days, nobody could beat the man.
Nope.
He just walked away from everybody.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Here's mine. And first of all, I want to get this out because it's not my main story, but I heard this last week for the first time. Did you hear about the Fayette County Sheriff, Deputy? And by the way, his name is Chris Stapleton.
Oh, man.
All right. Really? So this dude, shout out to Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, man.
I know this happened in June 3rd, but it was broadcast last week. I had not heard this story. And then folks out there in Fayette, and I initially thought it was going to be something having to do with Rick Ross. Because it had to do with a donkey and a cow.
Whoa.
That had been lost and ran away from home. And the folks who own the two have had to make a call before. These two get out. This is not the first time they ran out, right? So they call the cops.
Yeah.
This guy, Chris Stapleton, he's trying to find them. He can't find them. He calls his boss. He says, listen, I want to use our drone, which has night vision, and see if I can find where these. Well, they got the drone. Turns out he was like 5 feet away from it but couldn't see him. They were in the woods off the road. So he lowers the drone to get a better look at these two, and that makes them herd home. The drone and the noise.
Oh, man, the herding, right?
Made the donkey and the. By the way, it's, and this is kind of smooth too. The donkey's name, Canelo.
Whoa.
The cow's name is Malapusa. I think I'm pronouncing that maybe wrong. But anyway, this guy used this drone to herd these two back home. And
that's
they had the video of it showing these two, like, just sitting there hanging out, playing cards. And then the drone comes down and then they take off.
Whoa.
So that was kind of cool. You can check that out. But shout out to Chris Stapleton in Fayette County. But my real story of the week came when you heard the news about what the NCAA has done. You know, there was this announcement, a court settlement, the House versus NCAA, which dramatically shifts college sports landscape by allowing schools to compensate student athletes for the first time, right?
Yep.
The settlement allows individual schools to distribute $20.5 million to current athletes over the next year and provides up to $2.8 billion in compensation to former players across the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened this past week because of that ruling? It it makes sense. PayPal has now teamed up with the Big Ten and the Big 12, and they are going to run the payments through. In other words, this is how it works out. PayPal has signed a multi-year agreement with the Big Ten and the Big 12 conferences. The deal allows schools to pay student athletes through PayPal.
Wow.
Because the kids are already getting money from mom and all that stuff through PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is how they're going to do that, through these two conferences. The partnership follows the recent court decision in House versus NCAA, which allows schools to directly compensate student athletes. But the fact that PayPal is now...
We thought they were going to write checks?
No. But the point is, I didn't wake up that morning thinking I was going to hear about...
Yeah.
You knew it was going to be something,
but
I didn't expect to hear PayPal, but it makes sense. Like you said, it's as the guy says, the landscape has already been laid because of what they do and how college kids... That's all they use to get their money. So that's my story of the week. I thought that was kind of cool. And Big Ten and Big 12 are just going to open up the doors for SEC and ACC and the rest of them, and that'll be happening. All right. By the way, Elon Musk, he shares his birthday. You ready for this? With Bobby Hurley today. I mean, literally the same day. Those two were born on the same day.
All right.
So we got a lot more coming up. We also got Adam Alexander coming up next. Adam's in town.
Yeah, he is.
Now, he might – I don't know how much time he's enjoyed in Atlanta because – maybe got here just before a race, maybe yesterday, but yesterday was torrential rains all over the place.
He was on the call for CW last night.
So we'll find out how his time yesterday was and what he's looking forward to today. He will be joining us next. Sam and Greg, getting started on a Saturday morning, the 28th day of June, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
One of America's underappreciated rock stars. Thoughts? No? Yes? I don't think he gets his due. I really don't. And I say that echoing the thoughts of others.
Yeah.
And there's R&B artists like that. There's country artists like that.
Oh, yeah, now.
Across the board. When you talk about certain genres of music, there are the ones that are always talked about, the all-time greats. And then there's these dudes who have a body of work, but yet, you know, they just kind of like, oh, yeah, him
or
her.
You forget about him, right?
Yeah. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. On this 28th day of June, thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. Man, we got the news. We're going to talk baseball later on in the show. And a guy I did a deep dive on as my own trying to figure out what's going on with this Braves team, and thought that there was a voice that was needed and is missing. And we talked about Ron Washington and, you know, his time with this team and what they accomplished. And then he left, took over things out in Anaheim. And the word came down a week or so ago that he was experiencing some chest issues. In fact, they were in New York playing the Yankees. Mm-hmm. And he had some issues there, and he had to get checked out just to make sure he could take the flight home. So he flew back and took just a leave, you know, indefinite leave. But now we get the word that he's out for the rest of the season.
Yeah. 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 A lot of people expressing concern. Braves, you know, made a post yesterday and said we're all pulling for him. And so you just hope that everything will, the time off will be what's needed. Correct him, because he's a guy that brings a lot to the game. You really enjoy him.
He what do they call him? Those baseball lifers?
Yep.
He's one of them dudes.
But it's just infectious. You know, and so you really miss him. And a lot of people say, what's happened with this team, the on and off, the up and down. If he were around, maybe he knows that certain thing to say, that certain button to push.
And to instill confidence, too. It's not just about criticism and giving it, telling truth to power, but also being that voice that says just the right thing at the right time, and it's respected.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes out of his mouth, it's respected. And so, anyway, we're going to our thoughts are with Ron right now. Listen, that's the dude. There are very few guys that are still around that you want to, if you love baseball, you want to take a cross-country flight with to hear the stories,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's one of them.
Yeah. You know? I mean, because the stories would be endless, right?
Dusty'd be another one.
Yep. But you would get some great stories with Ron Washington. So that's why we, you know, throughout the Braves clubhouse and organization, a lot of people are thinking of him.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Sam and Greg, all right, we are just over the moon excited about this race weekend. Excited in a way for Adam too, but for Brandon Hutchinson and his staff.
Yep.
They really shine on a national level when race weekend comes to Atlanta.
Well, you should see the facility. It shines because they got a fresh coat of paint.
That's what I'm saying. Signs
out there. It looks incredible with what they've done at Atlanta Motor Speedway to get people ready for this racing weekend. There's a lot going on. What?
You just did a meet.
Oh,
You just did a meet. You should be
Echo
scolded.
Park. Echo Park Speedway.
Thank you.
That now the next 7 years that is a deal that is in place. And NASCAR's that, and it's evening racing. It's nighttime racing. Last night had some problems with, you know, the rain falling and a lot of crashes, a lot of restarts. And Nick Sanchez ends up being out front at the end when it finally ended. And, you know, that's the thing. And Adam's working that thing last night for CW. He's a guy that's on the run. He's due to join us this morning. Maybe
he may not. And we ain't mad at him because he had to stay up late last night.
He got another night
call tonight, so he needs to get his sleep.
And here's the thing. There's so much happening with this. CW is what he's been doing, but now you're going to, you know, they've had qualifying. Joey Logano is on the pole for the races coming up tonight. Now things shift from Prime to Turner.
Right.
And so, you know, NASCAR is coming back to Turner. It was on Turner years ago. But not just that, but also it's the start of this in-season playoff.
Right.
With a big, big, big bundle of money out of the end of it. And we want to see how this thing works out. You're matching up certain drivers against each other in this, and something very different for NASCAR. And let us, as I like to say, it's soccer's influence on everything. And I know NASCAR folks would scoff at saying soccer's got anything to do with, but it's an in-season tournament, and that's what soccer is known for
doing.
Well,
you're bringing that up because not only are they doing it, but the NBA has done it.
WNBA.
Yes.
Is an in-season tournament. So they're doing it with NASCAR, and it's starting here in Atlanta tonight.
All right. Can we go back for a minute, though, and talk about last week? Because I know that that was one of the things I was going to talk to Adam about. And you look at the top four positions, all Chevys. I don't know if that means anything, but then again, you talk about the significance of them being at Pocono,
yep.
Which is one of those unique trails, like Bristol. It's like, you know, here in Atlanta. It's one of those that you got to know what you're doing, and there's a certain strategy that goes into running at Pocono. There was a conversation between, I want to make sure I get this right here, it was Joey Logano and Stephen A. Smith. They were talking. Joey Logano says, I got no chance at that place. There's just something about, and we see it across the board in sports. Certain players don't perform in certain stadiums, and why does so-and-so hit well? Why did Chipper Jones hit well at Shea Stadium and at Dodger Stadium? You know, that case. Or some people hit it Wrigley but don't hit it Fenway. So Joey Logano has a problem. It's not been one of his strongest tracks, he says. So this happens last week, but then I wanted to get into how you feel about Chase getting in that top four spot.
He needs some momentum, and like you said, those Chevys. He's one of those Chevys, but his teammates have been doing great things this season. It's time to see Chase break through, and maybe he's excited to be home, be on his home track. You talk about Logano. Logano also has spent a lot of time at Atlanta Motor Speedway. He's had a lot of success at AMS, too, and he's on the pole for this race today. So, you know, you watch and see what happens. Chase will start 15th and qualify 15th fastest yesterday. So it's kind of like not quite in the middle of the pack, but, you know, he's in that position where he's been able to move up. You figured he would break through on one of the road race courses, and that's the thing that's coming up after this. They got some places. They go to Chicago, you know, so and then Sonoma, I think. So they got a couple of places that really this is the time for Chase Elliott, you know, here and then riding on the road course is something that he excels at. So let's see if he breaks through and gets that win that locks him into the playoff, because you'd like to do well in this tournament, obviously, but the main thing you want to do is lock yourself in for the playoffs that's coming up afterwards.
Right. Again, Sam and Greg, on this race weekend out at Echo Park Speedway for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. For those of you who don't know and didn't hear us talk to Adam, not just Adam, but also Brandon Hutchinson, about what's going on at the former Atlanta Motor Speedway. You like how I'm doing? I'm taking over now. I'm all over this.
You got it.
Let me let you know what's happening. So Sam, take a second here and take a sip of coffee. I'm going to read for a minute.
Go ahead.
Speedway Motorsports and Echo Park Automotive introduced the new identity of Georgia's only NASCAR track. The iconic 60, I didn't know it was this old, man, 66 years.
Yeah, it's been there.
66-year-old facility in Hampton, formerly known as Atlanta Motor Speedway.
That's after they left Lakewood.
Pardon?
That's after they left Lakewood. Lakewood used to be the racetrack.
Oh, a little history lesson. All right, nice. Yeah. I'm telling you, Sam Crenshaw's Atlanta.
No,
we'll get that done.
I'm saying.
All right, anyways.
Used to race at Lakewood.
Atlanta Motor Speedway
go
now.
Go to concerts out there now.
Echo Park Speedway. Let me finish this. Through a new partnership, the Speedway, which hosts two NASCAR Cup Series races annually, including the upcoming June 28th. By the way, that's today. Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, will carry the Echo Park brand for the duration of a 7-year multi-million dollar agreement. Bam!
But when you win the race, Johnny, tell them what they win.
I don't have that in front of me, but I know they get some vehicles. They get some good stuff.
Because we talked about this last week, where people win in Nashville.
Oh, that guitar. I want that Les Paul.
And then in Martinsville, Virginia.
Oh, the grandfather clock.
Why you say it like
because
that?
I'm not feeling that compared to the others.
Other grandfather.
A grandfather clock, cool.
Echo Park is obviously a place where you got nearly new vehicles.
You got to have a good garage.
Okay.
If you win this.
You're going to win a nearly new Echo Park Chevy Silverado.
There you go.
And a trailer equipped with an 85th anniversary Sturgis Motorcycle Rally Limited Edition Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
I'd take that. I'd take the motorcycle. I'm not a motorcycle person, but
You want the trailer to take it around in, right?
I'd give you the trailer and the other thing.
And the Silverado.
Yeah, you can have that. No.
It's nearly new.
Well, God, you. Thank you. I didn't have anything. I didn't want to poo-poo on it. You have that.
What?
Right. I would take the motorcycle. Okay. Because I don't need to be going fast on a motorcycle. And I know if I got a Harley, I'm just going cruise around like them cars out at Rick Ross's.
I don't know, man. Do that. But, you know, hang out with Greg Street. Greg Street to get you straight on the Harley.
I've been on one before.
Okay.
I'm just not a motorcycle dude. You know, you either are or you aren't that. Yeah. Now, I can go and be an enthusiast. Like, right. I can ride with 30 other people and go, you know, the speed limit or whatever. Maybe 75, I see them going. But, I'm not one of those in crotch rockets and all that stuff.
Yep. But that's not the big attraction there.
What's the big attraction, Sam?
The big attractions, backed by popular demand.
You talking about the...
The sea lions.
Oh, I saw what I was thinking
lions, of. The sea lions are back. And they were big hit. You always wonder, what you doing with sea lions at the NASCAR race? They are there to greet you as you enter to the front entrance. They're there in their tank. And they're just happy to greet you. I had to go see them. I was out there hanging with Caleb Johnson back in the spring race. I said, man, look, I got to go outside the track. I got to go see these things.
Yeah, I've never seen one before, like up close. Right. I worked on a cruise ship. I never saw one. I never saw a manatee either.
Really?
I'm down there in Florida. I never saw a manatee.
Really?
I saw sharks. I saw dolphins.
Yeah,
I never saw no manatees.
We've been seeing sharks quite a bit off the coast. We've been talking about
that. You keep me out. There. See me in there again, know I lost a bet.
That's not happening.
I'm not messing with that
no more.
But
the sea lions have returned to Echo Park Speedway. They're going to be there tonight. They'll be happy to see you as you walk into the track. Go by and say hello.
And if you see anybody affiliated with Atlanta Motor Speedway, if you're going out there, just tell them thank you for putting on a great weekend.
Yeah. See, you just did it.
Well, but here's the thing. They need to hear it from...
You said Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Oh, I did it? See? This is on you because you put the whammy on me earlier. Echo
also,
Park Speedway.
Let them know that our guys are going to be out there, too. You got Mike and Bo.
Oh, wait, where's that thing at here? Okay. Yeah. They're going to be out there from 4 until 7.
Yeah.
The morning shift. We'll be there. That'll be Allie. That'll be Mike. That'll be Bo.
Yes.
All three of them?
I think.
Okay.
I don't know if Allie Mack's going, but I know.
Why would she go? She's part of the team.
Well, Mike and Bo, they're at NASCAR. They're all over the place. Okay. They go to a lot of races.
Well, they'll be out there from 4 until 7.
Yes.
Right there. And
I want to go and see what they got on their grill. They got to be cooking something out there.
By the way, they were there yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Because I came up here yesterday. Like I said, I was with your boys there. And they were there. And Andy and Randy were at Twin Peaks.
Well, I plan on being down there. If I go down there, I'm going to look them up. They better have something good on
there.
Have
something good to eat for you.
Yeah.
We apologize.
Mike and Bo, have some good stuff, man.
Adam he must have had some commitment or something happened. You know, with the rain yesterday, they had to pivot.
It changed some things.
He had to get up and probably go to meetings and do some stuff. So, listen, we talked to him all the times. We will get him back. But once again, it is race weekend out at Echo Park Speedway. Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. And just enjoy the weekend that Brandon Hutchinson and his staff have put together for you folks. This is another one of those weekends that shows that we are an international city.
Yeah.
When you put on an event like this, along with all the others, this is just another.
It's happening, and you got the Braves going
What's
on.
What's going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow we got messy.
We got to talk. We got to give traffic reports out again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Around here. So, anyway, coming up next, going to talk about this NBA draft and what landed in Dallas, but what did or did not happen here in Atlanta, and I'm sure that our producer on the other side of the glass will have an opinion about that. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. One of the most.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Iconic scenes in movies. I call this movie-dom. Coming in off the range, very, very well-dressed atop a horse, Cleavon Little. And the band in full big band clothing and the
Basie,
stands,
right?
Is Count Basie's orchestra. God bless Mel Brooks. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. take us with you on the Odyssey app. Threw that out there because he turns 99 years old today.
Man.
Mel Brooks is 99.
A genius.
And there are
comedic genius.
Many iconic scenes from his movies. And you could pick a few from Blazing Saddles, which is what that's from. By the way, for those who didn't know, you know who was supposed to be the Cleavon Little character. Who actually helped co-write that movie. For those who don't know, who helped Mel Brooks write parts of that movie. Now, remember the years this thing came out. It was like early 70s.
Yeah.
They were one of the hottest comedians on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
And he helped write this, and that was Richard Pryor.
Okay.
And Richard Pryor was supposed to be the Cleavon Little character.
Really?
But everybody knew that Richard Pryor enjoyed his social life and did some things that the studio was not going to let invest in him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the story behind that. So he got replaced by Cleavon Little. But, you know, Richard was partying quite a bit back then.
Yeah, if you know the story behind the Mac, you 100% believe no studio would finance Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, you got to get insurance out for all that stuff. But
he
helped co-write some of the scenes. I don't know exactly which ones, but Mel Brooks has talked about that. But here's the thing. Here's the Mel Brooks.
Hey.
We put a ribbon on this. How y'all feel about this? I don't know if he's going to be around for the premiere because it doesn't premiere until 2027. But they're making Spaceballs 2.
Whoa.
It's already a done deal.
Really?
Yes.
They're going to make it.
It's a done deal. 2027. He's giving the people who are doing it his permission, his blessing, right?
Go ahead and do it, right?
So he turns 99 today. I don't know. That's in my top. It's probably my top four movies. I don't know if it's top three or something like that, but it was a funny movie. It was a takeoff on Star Wars, all
yeah.
that. May the Schwartz be with you. So, Sam and Greg here. We are, listen, on the heels of what we saw this past week, how you feeling about how things played out with the draft, the NBA draft?
I mean, the path that it took to get there and basically the Hawks' week, mm-hmm. I like because the trade that we can't say anything about because we can't acknowledge this as a trade with the wing that has Kristaps Porzingis,
right.
You know. So that was the first thing that got me. I said, but I was hoping that the Hawks would get the player that they got. And when they get Porzingis, I said, well, man, whether he stays here or not, he's going to be a great mentor for this guy and groom him, you know, because Porzingis gives the Hawks something that they haven't had. Like they got a big that can face the basket and score. And that is what they're going to want this draft pick to mold himself into doing as well, face the basket and score. They haven't had a big man to face the basket and score since Al Horford. That's how long it's been for the Atlanta Hawks. And something they haven't had even during the time of Trae Young is have someone with championship experience in the locker room. somebody who's won it that they can look at and see. There ain't been nobody. For some reason, them guys have avoided this team. We haven't had anybody like that. Mm-hmm. And so to have a voice of experience, and they've seen this guy play with the Celtics. They saw him win the championship. To be a part of this team, to me, that's huge to get someone playing that position. But also the thing of it is, you want them to stay healthy. You don't know how many games you're going to get.
That was where I was going to come in.
Well, sure, but you realize that. But if
and you can't get him to stay healthy. You just have to keep your fingers crossed.
Same thing for Kevin Durant. Well, he ain't going to stay healthy either.
There's a difference between the two players.
Well, I think between, but you're talking about guys you're bringing in who are going to miss games. You know when they come in,
they're going
to miss games.
Kevin Durant ain't on this team, though.
They're not going to play back-to-back.
Right.
I know he's not. He wasn't going
to
come here.
There's a number of people who could compare to, but let's talk about the guy who landed here in the 404. And
He ain't landed here yet.
Okay, well, everything that you said positive about his presence here,
but I'm a realist.
Okay, because the other side of that is just as relevant.
Right.
And he has missed X amount of games, 60-plus or whatever in the last 2 years? He's missed a bunch of games. I'm curious as to, because I was waiting to hear what Noel had to say about this. I know you painted a really nice picture and what he could bring to that locker room. And that is important. We talked about Ron Washington's voice
with the
Braves. So I get that that's needed. Is he that right voice, though? Is he that? I don't know that about Porzingis. Is he a character who likes to
We don't know, but at least he's someone who has been there. And if anybody asks a question or needs in certain situations when things come up, you have a reference point. It goes back when Vince Carter was on the team. Vince Carter was that voice who had seen everybody, he could tell you what a certain coach was going to do in a certain situation. He had been around the league. That kind of presence. That's what I'm talking about. You can have that kind of presence on the team.
Again,
you weren't looking for Vince Carter at the time he played with the Hawks. He wasn't that Vince Carter anymore, right?
But he's got a personality where he can connect with people. You talk about people who've been there. Just because they've been there doesn't mean that they're going to be that voice you need in the locker room. Here's one. I don't know that I'd want Kawhi Leonard as a person who's going to teach or be vocal
because
that's what I'm saying. But he's been there. And he was the best player on some of them teams that have been there.
He was
you're talking about a guy that was that willingly chilled on the bench and just kind of watched.
That's my bigger point.
The way he moves makes you gonna go, nah, it's not really I wouldn't want to tag him as the locker room guy. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
She left it hanging there with
Greg.
Yes.
My brand is positivity. So you expected me to come in here and capitalize on this negativity with Porzingis.
I'm just curious.
Is not unfounded because you're absolutely correct.
Okay, thank you.
Or at least you would have been Wednesday night when I heard it. Tuesday night when I heard it.
Right.
I was very lukewarm on moving off on the shooters. And granted, these were expiring contracts that were meant to be moved to get off money and all of that good stuff. But what I saw was the subtractive shooting and you brought in a guy that's going to give me 35 games. Okay. But I did say I was going to reserve judgment for the rest of the offseason. And the rest of the offseason came quick, didn't it, fellas?
Mm-hmm.
It came really quick. Because now, with Asa Newell coming in the door, and you moving some picks around, and you fleecing the Pelicans yet again to get another first-round pick, now it all looks like roses and sunshine over here. Now I'm like, oh, yeah, Porzingis can play 20 minutes a night and come off the bench and load management and no back-to-backs. And, yeah, it all sounds better. But also, you have a guy that wants to be here.
Yeah.
And that's the most important part.
Yes.
Apparently, Jaylen Brown took him to a American Deli in the city, and Porzingis said he could see himself here. And, well, congratulations, sir, because you will see yourself here.
Lemon pepper wet.
Find your favorite one.
That's the problem. That's the one person can't sneak into that place, get some wings, and leave. He can't get them to go. As soon as he step in there,
you're going to American Deli, man. Everybody can go to American Deli.
About the lemon pepper wings. That's what I was talking about.
They got American Deli.
Not what I was talking about.
Well, no, but that's what we're talking about.
No, you ain't. That's what she was talking about.
She mentioned American Deli.
Never mind. All right, I'll be the one.
Get your mind out of the
right. No shoe models.
Can we hear what we wanted to hear from the other night to get us started? It's what we're waiting to hear. Hang on a second.
Send me back to commissioner's office.
We have another trade to announce. As part of a deal to be finalized later, the Washington Wizards are trading to the Utah Jazz the draft rights to Walter Clayton Jr., the 18th pick, and the Jazz are trading to the Wizards the draft rights to Will Riley, the 21st pick. And with the 23rd pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Asa Newell, from the University of Georgia.
So a Georgia guy staying in Georgia because, again, Asa Newell headed here to the Atlanta Hawks.
That's the thing. Why must they keep doing that?
Well, I want to start off with, I thought that sound intro was the NFL's.
What?
Yeah, I thought that was, when I heard that, I was like, hang on a second.
No, I think it's actually ESPN's. So I think you're just used to watching the draft on ESPN.
Okay, I thought, okay.
But I know what you mean. Yeah, it's like when you watch sports at a different time.
It just says to me the pick is in.
Yeah, okay.
Fair.
The pick is in.
That's a universal sound that everybody can use now. The pick is in.
The pick is in. Not everybody. You're saying it's ESPN user. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta be on Disney's broadcast. Then you can get the nice little jingle.
It's like tissue, right? Everybody still calls it Kleenex.
Exactly.
Okay.
I like what this guy brings. I was hoping that some kind of way Asa Newell would end up with the Hawks, and apparently they found out they could trade down and be in an excellent position to get it. So to me, mission accomplished. Congratulations, Brother Hawks, for doing this and bringing him in. Had a chance to be up at the complex yesterday, the Emory Complex, and had a chance to meet Asa, and he was introduced to the crowd and presented his jersey, number 14. Kyle Korver was around, that was his favorite player and with the team that he really watched, and looking forward to working with him. And so he's going to work with Kyle. Kyle's going to get his three-point game on point. You know, work with him. And so he sounds like he's genuinely excited, you know, and someone who's grown up in the area, University of Georgia. Imagine how, you know, our NBA team and our NFL team pick guys from UGA. A lot of people are excited about it.
You just rained about that early on. When we first started working together, I can remember that was one of the things that you always used to say and ask rhetorically, of course, why can't these Georgia players, you know, have an opportunity to stay here professionally. Yeah. And they ready to get out of town as soon as they leave college. I remember you saying words to that effect. That was always happening. But
he's going to be here. I think it's going to be a great, great addition. He knows the things that he needs to work on and be effective. It was great to see Trey Young there yesterday to greet him.
Yes, I was going to mention that.
How about that, right?
Yeah, Trey was all over the place yesterday. So that was a good look to see Trey Young there greeting the rookie in. It's always good to have your vet come and greet you right out the gate.
Now that he a daddy, is he spending more time here or in his other?
No, in L.A. That's why we're just now seeing him. And I'll talk more about that in my segment because I thought the way he moved last night was kind of funny. So we'll talk about that later in my segment.
All right,
I got a little chuckle out of it.
Before we get on out of here, we came back with that little thing about Mel Brooks, and she played April in Paris and saw the video from Mel Brooks from Blazing Saddles. And I guess you hadn't seen that in a minute.
I haven't seen it in a while.
What did you say to me, Noel?
So now I'm going to be obsessing over that Gucci satchel. So thank you for that. Obsessing.
And she she will get that. Listen, all I know is this past week, ladies and gentlemen, let me just bring you in on little Sam, Greg, and Noel. Sam and Noel went back and forth about something that was going on this week having to do with a piece of clothing. I'll just leave it at that. And Noel is going to do a deep dive into this later on. I stayed out of it. Because y'all were going back and forth at a time where Jesse had turned into the Tasmanian devil because of that storm yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, you know how dogs are. Everybody out there with dogs know what I'm talking about. When the storms hit, especially when there's lightning and thunder like that, forget about it. You know, you cannot do anything to your dogs except just kind of wait it out.
Right.
Like a screaming baby. But they just get and you feel bad for them, too, because she's scared.
Yeah.
You know, they really are scared. Mm-hmm. And so I had to deal with that. I couldn't respond to you guys going back and forth about what you were talking about. But I'm looking forward to that.
More thing before we get out of here.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have to say congratulations to Kobe Johnson. I know we have a Kobe Bufkin.
Yep.
And we have a Jalen Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have a Kobe Johnson, Jalen Johnson's brother. He is joining, assigned to the Hawks as an undrafted free agent, it looks like.
Okay.
So now we have them both. One will probably be in Gateway Arena to start things off, but there we go. We have another Johnson.
So he'll
and
be
another Kobe.
He'll be on the summer league team.
I believe so. Yes, and I think the summer league schedule is out. I'll look it up and then I'll bring it back into the world.
I have a brother's. I'm not going to do it now. I got to go make sure I got it right here. But when you said that, I was reminded of something. Somebody told me, and this is so apropos as we move into the 9 o'clock hour. As always, the second hour of our show is always devoted to telling you what's going on locally. At least that's how we started off. Mr. Crenshaw tells you about that. Well, I heard something yesterday having to do with a local high school program that I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And in that conversation, found out about a famous athlete here in Atlanta and what his brother had done. I didn't know anything about that. And you all will understand this when I bring this full circle. This is called a Radio 101 Tease. So that is coming up in just a few minutes as we head into the 9 o'clock hour. Also going to hear from Gil Tyree and venture into Noel's world. It's Sam and Greg, 28th day of June, Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.